Local booksellers are looking to capitalize on a renewed love of reading during the pandemic. WXXI's Veronica Volk spoke with local booksellers about Rochester's literary renaissance.
At John's Tex-Mex, customers typically look forward to tacos, burritos, and chips. But recently, they were treated to a side of indie lit. Nestled in the back corner of the restaurant was a display of 24 books, novels, essays, and poetry, mostly from small presses and international authors.
This is my first time. My biggest fear is like the square reader not working.
Rachel Crawford is the founder of Akimbo Books. Before today, Crawford's sales were mostly online or through personal requests. But this is her first pop-up. Local booksellers like Crawford are getting creative about how to fill the gap in indie literature in Rochester.
Opening a brick-and-mortar bookstore is incredibly expensive. The startup it's a lot. Books are expensive, and you have to fill rooms of them.
Akimbo also posts book reviews and hopes to host online book clubs and publish interviews Crawford does with authors. She has a master's degree in English from the University of Rochester, and she happily shares her passion with customers and curious onlookers at the event.
And I think people are enjoying things again, and literature is a huge part of that.
Independent bookstores took a beating in the 90s and early 2000s. Barnes & Noble, Borders, and Amazon rendered them an endangered species. But independent booksellers like Crawford believe readers are more likely to discover a great new book in person. She works with old and new customers to find out exactly what they like, better than an Amazon algorithm.
What's the last movie that you watched that you really loved? Was it like a Marvel film, or was it something super niche and international? Because I have both of those to bounce around with you.
Bob Scheffel works at the Central Library. He purchased a book from Crawford by Meg Ellison, a science fiction comedy writer.
There's nothing like a book. There's nothing like the smell of a book, the feel of a book.
Crawford's display includes works of poetry translated from the Arabic, a love tragedy written by a Danish transgender woman, and books about problematic white feminism from Black authors. The name Akimbo refers to arms akimbo, a pose where you stand hand on hips, elbows pointed out, powerfully like Wonder Woman and Fearless Girl of Wall Street.
I want it to have a radical nature to it, you know?
Akimbo isn't alone in its David and Goliath pursuit. Taylor Thomas is the founder of The Secondhand Librarian. She recently held a pop-up at the Luna Collective at the Hungerford Building.
I offer a really wide range, so like I said, it's definitely books that I've loved, and I read a lot of different types of books. So definitely like more the popular titles like Where the Crawdads Sing or like Little Fires Everywhere, but also like more obscure books that like I just want everyone to read so I can talk about them with them.
And a handful of indie bookstores have opened locally in recent years, like children's bookstore Hippocampo and Cerebral Kingdom with a collection of books about the Black experience. Allison Myers is the executive director of Writers and Books, a literary arts center that opened its own bookstore, Ampersand, in the fall of 2019. Myers owned her own bookstore in Connecticut and managed the bookstore at Oberlin College before coming to Rochester.
Things have changed a lot since I did that work.
Competition in the book market became fierce. Downtowns and many urban centers were hollowed out and communal spaces suffered. But Myers says a renewed focus on downtowns and personal connectivity has given her hope.
I see a wonderful renaissance of the small press and now indie bookstores.
Veronica Volk, WXXI News.